This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, millions of Americans will continue to receive their Social Security payments even if the government shuts down. Benefit checks will be keep coming in since the Treasury considers the payments as mandatory spending and the money comes from a trust fund. Meanwhile, Congress is working to pass an appropriations bill to fund most federal agencies with the September 30th deadline fast approaching. We'll take a deeper dive on this later in the show with ABC's Andy Field. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it would be very important to have a meeting with President Biden to prevent a government shutdown and address the border crisis. McCarthy is hoping to pass a bill that would pair a short-term government funding extension with a series of border policy changes backed by Republicans and opposed by Democrats. McCarthy told reporters Biden could keep the government open by doing something on the border. The White House, however, says that House Republicans need to stick to funding deal, and McCarthy and Biden negotiated that in May. But conservatives are pressuring McCarthy to pass legislation way below the top line numbers agreed to the deal. Congress still needs to pass legislation to avoid that shutdown again by the end of the week. The state is working to get more than 10,000 Coloradoans enrolled or re-enrolled in Medicaid after they were mistakenly ruled ineligible earlier this year. The state began to review this last spring to see if families covered during the COVID-19 pandemic were still eligible for Medicaid. The State Department and Healthcare Policy and Financing says that some families were dropped because their system couldn't verify their eligibility. The federal agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid wants those families re-enrolled, and state officials say that they're working on a plan to reinstate them. The Colorado Chamber of Commerce is holding an online contest to determine the coolest thing made in Colorado. Voting kicked off yesterday at the CoolestThingColorado.com website. Voters can select up to 3 of the 10 finalists and can vote once a day through Sunday. This year's finalists include an ejection seat for the military aircraft, a gadget that prevents sheets from wadding in the washer, and a dark chocolate bar made with lavender from the Western Slope. Winners will be announced coming up in mid-October. Colorado Springs police investigating a deadly shooting at an apartment complex in the northern part of the city. Officers were called to the complex near Woodman and Union early yesterday, found a man dead in the parking lot. The woman responsible for shooting that individual told police that she had just met the man and was trying to attack her. The woman was questioned and released, though an investigation is continuing. Colorado Springs police say a soldier from Fort Carson was killed earlier this month in a crash on East Platte Avenue. 22-year-old specialist Randy Castro, died in the September 17th crash. Another person who was in the car at the time of the crash is still undergoing treatment for some serious injuries. Skiers and snowboarders eager to get back on the slopes got some good news over the weekend. Arapahoe Basin announced Saturday that it has begun snowmaking operations. The Summit County Resort posted photos on social media snowmaking at the High Noon Run area. No official opening date has been announced, though the resort reportedly plans to open by the middle of next month. And finally, 2 tickets at Ford's Theater on the night Abraham Lincoln's assassination has been sold more than $250,000. R&R Auction sold the pair of front row balcony tickets, said to be in very good condition, for $262,000. They're dated April 14th, 1865. Those seats are in Section D, seats 41 and 42, which puts the seats opposite from Lincoln's balcony seats, giving them a clear view of the former president's assassination.
Mostly sunny skies continue for southern Colorado for the duration of the afternoon. We'll be under partly clear skies and calm winds overnight tonight in the 40s and 50s, back up into the 80s on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine in the forecast. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.